Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things balanced and stoic. Buckle up because today we're diving into something super important. Self-compassion and how it can seriously upgrade your relationships. Ever feel like you're constantly judging yourself or getting caught in a loop of negativity? I'm talking about those moments when you mess up, say the wrong thing, or just plain have a bad day and instead of giving yourself a break, you go full in self-criticism mode. Well, guess what? That kind of harsh inner dialogue doesn't exactly build bridges in your relationships, right? In fact, it can create walls faster than you can say texting while driving. So, how do we flip the script and become masters of our own emotions, especially when it comes to those precious connections with loved ones? Well, that's where self-compassion comes in. Think of it like this. You wouldn't yell at a friend who tripped and scraped their knee, right? You'd probably offer a comforting word, a helping hand, and maybe even a little humor to lighten the mood. Self-compassion is about extending that same kindness and understanding to yourself. It's about acknowledging your imperfections, recognizing that you're a human, and treating yourself with the same love and care you'd give to someone you cherish. Sounds pretty good, right? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you unleash the power of self-compassion in your relationships. 1. Start with self-awareness. It all begins with knowing yourself. Pay attention to those inner voices, the critical ones that tend to spiral out of control. What triggers them? When do they pop up most? Recognizing these patterns is the first step toward taking back the reins. Think of it like being a detective, investigating your own emotional landscape. 2. Challenge your negative thoughts. Those nasty inner critics can be sneaky, whispering doubts and insecurities in your ear. But remember, you're not defined by those thoughts. Learn to challenge them with evidence. When that voice says you messed up, ask yourself, is this really true? What's the worst that could happen? Often, we create these catastrophic scenarios in our heads when the reality is far less dramatic. 3. Practice mindfulness. Take a break from your mental whirlwind and ground yourself in the present moment. When you feel those self-critical thoughts creeping in, take a few deep breaths, focus on your surroundings, and let go of the negativity. Mindfulness can be as simple as taking a walk, paying attention to your senses, or even just appreciating a cup of coffee. 4. Treat yourself with kindness. Remember that time you tripped and scraped your knee? What did you say to yourself then? Hopefully, something kind and encouraging. Treat yourself the same way now. When you make a mistake, and we all do, offer yourself words of support and understanding. Instead of beating yourself up, focus on learning from the experience. 5. Extend compassion to others. Remember that everyone is fighting their own battles, dealing with their own insecurities and anxieties. When you approach others with empathy and compassion, it not only strengthens your relationships, but also creates a more positive and supportive environment for everyone involved. Okay, picture this. You're at a dinner party, feeling a little awkward and unsure of yourself. You spill some wine on the tablecloth, and suddenly that inner critic starts whispering, "You're so clumsy. What an idiot. Everyone is judging you." Now, what do you do? Do you let those thoughts spiral out of control, ruining your evening? Or do you take a deep breath, acknowledge your mistake, hey, it happens, and offer yourself a little self-compassion? Maybe you say to yourself, "It's okay, everyone makes mistakes, I'm learning and growing." Then you grab a napkin, clean up the spill, and focus on enjoying the company of others. See how that shift in mindset can make all the difference. Remember, self-compassion isn't about being perfect or ignoring your flaws. It's about treating yourself with kindness and understanding, especially when things get tough. And the best part? When you cultivate self-compassion, it becomes a ripple effect that touches every aspect of your life, including your relationships. You become more empathetic, more patient, and more able to connect with others on a deeper level. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing self-compassion today and watch your relationships flourish. Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below, and don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, stay balanced and stoic, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.